This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the combination of Japanese technology and Indian talent can lead the tech revolution of this century. Addressing the India-Japan Economic Forum in Tokyo, Prime Minister Modi said that Japan is a technology powerhouse and India is a talent powerhouse. He said Japan has always been an important partner in India's development journey. From metros to manufacturing, from semiconductors to startups, this partnership symbolizes mutual trust in every sector.
आज भारत विश्व की सबसे तेज ग्रो करने वाली मेजर इकोनॉमी है और बहुत जल्द विश्व की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने जा रहा है। वैश्विक ग्रोथ में भारत 18% योगदान दे रहा है। भारत की कैपिटल मार्केट्स में अच्छे रिटर्न्स मिल रहे हैं। एक मजबूत बैंकिंग सेक्टर भी है। करीब $700 billion के फॉरेक्स रिजर्व है।
The PM highlighted that today India has political and economic stability, transparency in policies, and predictability. India is currently the fastest growing major economy in the world and is soon set to become the third largest economy globally.
Japan tech powerhouse hai aur Bharat ek talent powerhouse hai. Bharat ne AI, semiconductor, quantum computing, biotech aur space mein bold aur ambitious initiatives liye hain. Japan ki technology aur Bharat ka talent milkar is sadi ke tech revolution ka netrutva kar sakte hain.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has urged the industry to use the government's Research, Development and Innovation Scheme to meet the aspirations of a vibrant India. Addressing the 17th CII Global MedTech Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal commended the Indian medtech industry for its remarkable growth and resilience, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. He praised the sector's contribution to making India self-reliant in healthcare and urged it to become a global leader in providing affordable, high-quality medical devices. Cloudbursts in Rudraprayag and Chamoli districts have caused severe damage. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out at a war footing in the affected areas. Our Dehradun correspondent reports in the Deval block of Chamoli district, a house was damaged, resulting in the death of two people. The bodies of both the victims have been recovered. Meanwhile, in the Basukedar area of Rudraprayag district, excessive rainfall has caused significant destruction. Rudraprayag district magistrate Pratik Jain said that there is a possibility that some individuals may be trapped under the debris. Meanwhile, monsoon activity in Himachal Pradesh has severely affected normal life due to heavy rainfall and landslides. Two national highways and 633 other roads remained blocked. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in Kangla, Una, Sirmaur and Mandi districts, while light to moderate showers are likely in other parts of the state. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, sold $3.66 billion in the spot foreign exchange market in June to keep rupees stable, according to the central bank's monthly bulletin. In June, the domestic currency faced pressure from uncertainty over US tariffs and foreign investors pulling money out of India. Meanwhile, India's external sector showed resilience with only a modest current account deficit and forex reserves sufficient to cover 11 months of imports. Leading U.S. economist Richard Wolff has warned that a significant global economic shift is underway, noting that BRICS nations have surpassed the G7 in global output, with BRICS at 35% and G7 at 28% of the world GDP. Wolff asserted that India's refusal to stop buying Russian oil despite U.S. pressure showed how the balance of power is shifting. The economist criticized U.S. tariffs as an ineffective strategy that could bring India and other BRICS members closer together. And that is the end of this news bulletin.